It is time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at around 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Healthy Girls Save the World, the Skajaja Fund, Musical Empowerment, and a whole lot more. And we are joined in the studio by Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, to help us out with Kids Q today. How are you?
Well, I'm wondering if the Kids Q question is going to be, if you were a squirrel, would you be willing to sacrifice yourself in order to knock out power to 93 customers?
I don't know if it's a willingness question.
Well, it's, you know, it's always about duty, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, the squirrel knew what he was signing up for when he went up there on that pole.
No, of course. I remember this was a few years ago. This was back during my news director days. So this would have been like 2012 or something like that. I was on the phone with a friend of mine who lived in Chapel Hill, and we were talking about, oh, we're going to get dinner that evening.
Right.
And we were making plans, and all of a sudden he said, Oh my. And I'm pretty sure it was a bird, or maybe it was a squirrel, but some animal. I think it was a bird, because I think he said it flew in. No, it was an owl. That was what it was.
An owl
flew into a transformer, and yes, he watched it happen while I was on the phone with him. And it caused, yes, a pretty widespread power outage
and
in Chapel Hill.
Probably quite a spectacular
and
site.
WCHL
well
had the scoop on the cause because I happened to be on the phone with the one person who saw it,
right,
you know, as
right
it happened.
That's right.
And of which is to say that this is not an unheard of situation.
Did you order chicken that night? Just,
I don't remember. No.
You don't know if you had the spotted owl special?
I could not remember, no.
Yeah, wow. I don't think I'd be able to eat poultry for a little while if I had seen that. You know, that would be a pretty awful. I wonder if Michael Peterson had an alibi. You know,
are you ready for kids?
He has a long list of spectacular owl stories. Maybe that's what happened to that owl. We don't know, Aaron. I'm ready for Kids Q. It's probably going to be a far less interesting question than all of this. Go ahead.
This just took a turn.
Just right
all
off
right,
the
we're
rails.
Turning right back to Kids Q. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question. If you could meet any famous musician, who would it be and why? I'm assuming we're going living or dead here.
Wow.
So any famous musician in history?
Well, geez, that's really hard.
It'd have to be someone who's like not necessarily your favorite musician, but someone who's worth spending time with. Like Ron Stutz,
yeah,
and I agree on Fleetwood Mac being our favorite band, but we also
right
agree that the people in Fleetwood Mac are probably not people
not,
that
yeah,
you would
right. They're not individually fascinating.
Well, no,
to
they're
me
very fascinating,
well,
but they're all kind of jerks. Like, you don't want to
yeah,
spend they, 5 minutes
yeah
in the room
and
with Lindsey Buckingham.
I wouldn't leave my husband
so
with any of them either, so just saying. Yeah, they have a different idea about how the world is. So, yeah, who's that going to be? Well, I could stretch it a little bit and call her a musician, but I think I would say Carol Burnett, to be honest.
Okay, all right.
She does sing.
That's true.
Some,
that's true. I
yeah
don't know if I would call her a musician.
I wouldn't
though
call her a musician.
I mean, I also sing, and so do you.
Right.
But I don't know if anyone would call
but
either of us
yes
a musician.
Yes. Well, absolutely no one would accuse me of that. Living or dead, though, I'm just gonna say because of the impact on my own life, I'm gonna say John Lennon.
I was yeah thinking John Lennon too. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a fascinating individual. A lot of it well outside of his music, but it clearly reflected in his music as well.
There's also the fact that, and this is true, I think of all of the Beatles, really, but Lennon in mm-hmm particular, that we've heard so much about them, and they've just sort of taken on this kind of iconic status
right,
that
right
it's very difficult to get a beat on them as actual people living their lives and
right
waking up in the morning and eating breakfast and, you know,
right
doing basic stuff. And
just,
that's kind of what I'd
yeah
be interested
just being
in.
Being
like,
a person in the world, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, what kind of movies do you like, and you know, chicken or fish or,
right,
you know,
right
that kind of thing. I think because for someone who left us so much of his work,
mm-hmm,
his life was so abruptly ended.
Yes.
At such a point in his life when he was probably really about to do some spectacular work. I really wish we had John Lennon through the Reagan administration, for example.
Yeah.
It was a conspicuous.
Although he'd already
absence.
Established that he was just sitting at home watching the wheels, so not necessarily getting
true.
As politically active,
yeah,
but still.
Yeah, that's true. He was baking bread and taking care of his son. And just,
I had a very fascinating argument with another friend of mine over whether watching the wheels is the worst song in the history of rock and roll because it's all
or the
about
second worst.
Yeah, well, it's all about John Lennon like abdicating his responsibility to
right.
be out there fighting for social justice. I'm like, yeah, I can understand the argument against the message, but it's a really good song though.
Yeah,
is the
what
thing.
Are you gonna do with that?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, like when he's not trying, he's still, you know, I don't know. It's just unfair.
Anyway, we agree on John Lennon.
Okay,
I think
well,
that's
thank
the
you.
I think that's the right answer.
That'll be a great dinner.
Hey, if you're driving around, as long as it's not chicken, right?
Yes.
As long if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.